Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Browns had a pick. I'd go.
Sure.
I like that. You know, I thought we did a great job here, considering all things considered that were going on in our country at that point.
In the world.
Yeah. And, you know, the first night was a rainy night, too. I remember walking around with the kids and we were checking everything out. It was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. I think the folks in Detroit. Do you know anybody going? You guys know anybody going?
I mean, I have family in Detroit, so I have people. There's some of my family members are going to.
Yeah, but somebody from Cleveland. Like, I don't know. I mean, and if you're a hardcore Browns fan, you're not going to Detroit tonight to go watch the draft. No.
Not tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I mean, it's only a 3-hour drive, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, maybe you would go. Is there anybody going tomorrow? 216-474-0092. I'm just curious. I don't know. You would think it's so close, right?
Let's see. Detroit, my couch. Detroit, my couch.
I'm going Detroit, man. I've smelled that couch before. Plus, don't you have a cat?
I have a nice couch.
Yeah. Do you have a cat, though? Don't you guys have a cat?
Two.
Oh, there's no way.
And a dog.
With my allergies, not even close. Not even close. What do you want the Browns to do? We'll talk about that, some of the needs here. Darryl Ryder again joining us. I want to take a phone call real quick. Joe's been hanging on the line for a little while. Joe in Shaker Heights. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Baskin, I'm like you. I think we need some help on defense, but I don't know any names out of Tommy Eichenberg. I mean, we got whomped 45 to whatever. Gruesome Newsom had a bad day. I don't think we can get much with him. He doesn't want to be here. But other than that, I want to give a message to Barry. Do not draft Marshawn Lloyd. I know we're going to draft a running back. That room is not right. I mean, Chubb is Chubb, and I don't think he's going to be himself. And this Marshawn Lloyd is going to get picked by somebody, maybe Minnesota, but he drops the ball a lot, and we don't need that anymore. But I would take, if he's still available, the receiver, Ladd McConkey. I saw him in a combine. He looks great.
From Georgia?
He's fast. He runs great patterns. He's got a head on his shoulder, and he doesn't drop the ball. But I think Kansas City or Green Bay may take him. But I love that guy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Joe Jigger. It's Jeff. I'm not convinced the Browns are taking a running back. Are you?
A running back? I don't think they will.
I mean, he thought they would take a running back. I mean, look, if...
Maybe late. I think they have, as we talked with Tom Withers about, let's forget Nick Chubb here, okay? I'm not even factoring Nick into the equation for next year. If he comes back and is able to play, that's fabulous.
Right.
And I would love it. I sure hope that happens. They like Jerome Ford. They signed Deontay Foreman.
Yeah.
Who, again, I think Deontay's so much better than what people think he is. I like him a lot. I always have.
Okay.
Pierre Strong, and they sign Nyheim Hines. They have four guys that I think they're pretty content with, if you want to know the truth. So though they could draft a running back late in the draft, it would be one of these things. You know what? We have a really high grade on that guy, and we really like him. Let's bring in more talent. They're not pinpointing running back in this draft. Doesn't mean they won't draft one.
I've started looking for some like deep mock drafts, and so I ran across NFL.com, and I was just checking that out. Chad Ryder has his draft analysis, and I mean, you can go to round two. Again, it depends on if the Browns stay there. Edgar and Cooper, linebacker out of Texas A&M. Linebacker. I'm okay with that. I just think kind of common sense says take a linebacker with your first pick. For me, it is. I know a lot of people want to see a wide receiver. I'm not going to be disappointed if they pick somebody on defense. Not at all.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I would love to see a wide receiver there. I think somebody good is going to drop. If not, I'd like to see a defensive tackle there. And somebody good is going to be on the board. And if they don't take a wide receiver or a defensive tackle and they take somebody else, fine. I'm not going to get the least bit fired up about anything they draft in the second round. Why? I'm going to trust Andrew Berry on this one. You don't have a first-round pick. You don't have a roster that's full of needs. You just don't. And you could draft just about anything, and I'll buy it.
You want other than quarterback? Is that what you're saying?
You want to if some quarterback...
Because if they draft a quarterback, people are all going to be like, they're not, making a statement about Deshaun Watson.
Andy, that one's just not happening. And the reason I say that is this. You're not going to get a quarterback in the second round who's going to make you think anything that this guy could be your quarterback in the future. Doesn't mean, you know, a late round pick couldn't become that for somebody. We see it all the time. But they're just not going to do that. You know, they have plenty there. So that, to me, that's just not even in the realm of possibility.
Looking ahead of that NFL mock draft, they even go into the third round of the 85 pick, offensive tackle out of Yale, Amagaji. Yeah, Karen Amagaji. Do you know anything about him? I didn't see a whole lot of Yale football this year, so I'm going to have to defer to you on this.
From some of the reports that I was seeing, too, he's more of a developmental guy, so he would sit behind Jedrick, but he would be a left tackle in the future.
It seems late, though, in the draft for your left tackle of the future, don't you think?
Well, this class actually is pretty deep when it comes to offensive tackle. The other ones that I've seen connected with the Browns, at least, is offensive tackle Blake Fisher from Notre Dame. He's another one that gets brought up. Kingsley Suamatia from BYU. He's an offensive tackle that has a lot of really good tools, but he's somebody that's going to need a year to learn and sit behind. So, again, it fits the Browns with where they're at with Jedrick Wills.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, the offensive tackle class and the offensive line class in general, I believe the over-under for tonight on FanDuel is about 10.5 offensive linemen going in round one alone. And yet there's still a lot of really talented guys that still are going to be going. So I do think that there's a chance that you could see them jump in on that position as well. But, again, kind of looking forward with what Andrew Berry had said, those different draft picks, they're looking more long-term necessarily than needing that immediate impact than we've been used to in the past.
Man, it just goes to show that you dropped that line about how many the over-under on tackles, right? Like, I can't – I know gambling is a part of our culture right now. I get it all. But it just seems odd when we start talking about things like that. Like, I can understand betting on a team to win or how many points somebody might have or over-under and stuff like that. But I just, like, the thought of – somebody making and more power to you if that's what you want to do, but I just the thought and the fact that you even just dropped a reference about we're gonna see 10.5 offensive tackles. That half offense tackle guy, I watched him play.
He doesn't block real well.
Sometimes I liked watching him play, sometimes I didn't like watching him play.
That's why he's between the first and the second round at that point. That's why he's the half.
I don't know. Just keep looking through the rest of this mock draft on NFL.com at pick 156. They've got the Browns taking Beanie Bishop Jr.
At pick 156.
Cornerback out of West Virginia.
Stop.
No, I mean, folks who want to hear this stuff, Jeff. That's round five. You want me to get into the sixth and seventh rounders? I'm happy to do that for you, too. People want to know, what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
I'm good.
C.J. Hansen out of Holy Cross, which is where? Worcester?
Let me write that down.
Isn't that Worcester, Mass?
Let me write that down.
That's another offensive guard, a kid who's a senior. Pick 206 for the Browns. I mean, this is all very, very interesting things because when these things come to fruition, you'll be excited. Now, the two picks that will drive Daryl Ryder crazy will be if they take guys in the seventh round. And Chad Ryder from NFL.com was there for you. He's got your back. Tanner McLaughlin from Arizona. There's your tight end. That's a 227. And then I'll give you the last pick that he's got for the Browns. Keith Randolph Jr., Illinois, defensive tackle, 243. Don't you feel better, Jeff? You know who the Browns are going to take at 243 now. You're not going to play along?
Oh, I'm playing, Andy.
Thanks, Jeff. That's why I love you.
Tanner McLaughlin is a pretty good athletic tight end.
Oh, and we've seen him, too. So I get that. I understand that. Okay. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. NFL Draft, round one tonight. Questions about that. Cavaliers, game three against Orlando. Questions about that. We'll talk to Sam Amico coming up in a bit here, right on 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.